ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः इन् यस्टर्डेस् क्लास् समहौ ऐ डि नाट् हव् टाकिङ्ग् somehow a small portion got left out in the bhashya. Let me take you there exactly. When Bhagavad Pada in his commentary, the portion where he concludes the commentary on the meaning of the word upasankramanam, upasankramana shabdartha samaptihi. Bhagavad Pada really concludes that part. There where he says, sankramanam, even though literally it means moving, movement, what is implied by the word is, it's not physical movement, it is cognitively shifting one's understand identity. It is actually knowing. Sankramanam is equal to knowing, not moving. And he made very clear, nahi jaluka, jalukavatu. He made that also very clear. Jnanamatram cha sankramanam upapadyate. Remember that now? Jnanamatram sankramanam upapadyate means, here sankramanam, jivatma reaching paramatma is not physically, but it is knowing, cognitively. Isn't it? So shifting one's identity from anatma, body, mind, sense complex, becoming objective towards the all, at all levels of experience, and claiming the abstract formless consciousness as one's own self, is actually sankramanam. What is knowing? Okay. After that, you can see, jnanamatratve cha anandamaya antasthasya sarvantarasya akashadi annamayantam karyam srishtva anupravishtasya hridaya guha sambandhat annamayadishu anatmasu atmavibhramaha sankramanena atmaviveka vijnana utpatya vinashyati. One long sentence, we did it yesterday. Remember that sentence now? Do you all remember? Okay. So, there he mentions the meaning of the word sankramanam, the benefit of really this analysis of sankramanam, this whole process. He says, vijnana utpatya vibhramaha anatmasu atma vibhramaha vinashyati. When the knowledge rises, which are the knowledge of one's own self being Brahman rises. When the knowledge of the discriminative knowledge of one's own self being distinct from anatma, being identical with atma, when this knowledge rises, the erroneous perception, confusion in terms of having wrong identity in anatma, mistake anatma for atma, that confusion, delusion resolves. Remember this, we saw yesterday. Okay. Then afterwards, tad etasmin this portion I left it. Can you all see now where I left? Tadi etasmin avidya vibhramanashe. Avidya vibhramanashe. When the delusion, confusion is resolved, confusion caused by ignorance is resolved. Tadu etasmin avidya vibhramanashe. When there is resolution, even though the word nashaha means destruction, we always prefer using the term resolution. When the delusion caused by ignorance is resolved, sankramana shabdaha upacharyate. What does it mean? Sankramana shabdaha upacharyate means the word sankramanam is figuratively used. Upacharyate means what? Figuratively used. The word sankramanam, meaning movement or moving, is used figuratively in the sense of resolving the delusion caused by ignorance. Is it clear now? Yeah. The word sankramanam, which literally means moving, is used figuratively in the sense of resolving the delusion caused by ignorance. Nahi anyatha sarvagatasya atmanaha sankramanam upapadyate. Don't worry. See, anyatha sarvagatasya atmanaha. See, atma, which is of the sort of all pervasiveness. Sarvagataha atma. We know very well what is implied by the term atma. The very word atma means what? The one of the meanings of the word atma is that which is of the nature of all pervasiveness. The reality is implied by the term atma because of its nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, sarvagataha atma means what? all pervasive reality. Puja Swamiji says, we have to avoid unnecessary exaggerations. But still, sarvagataha atma, when we say, it is exaggeration only. Okay. All reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, for obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, available for recognition as the content of I, is, what no, all pervasive. Therefore, being all pervasive, there is no space where it is not there, therefore it cannot move. Therefore, sarvagatasya atmanaha sankramanam anyatha na upapadyate. If without taking the meaning of the word knowing, taking the literal meaning of the word moving, of the word sankramanam, is not possible at all for the atma, which is all pervasive. You cannot take the, it is not possible to take the meaning of the word, meaning of moving, of the word sankramanam, for atma, which is all pervasive. Okay, sarvagataha atma. Therefore, sarvagatasya atmanaha sankramanam na upapadyate. It is not possible for atma to move. Okay. And one more reason he gives. Not only atma is all pervasive, therefore movement is not possible for atma. Vastu antara abhavatcha. Vastu antaram means vastu. Vantaram, yansandhi. I should not talk, remind you of grammar, but still, okay. Vastu antaram, vastvantaram. Vastvantaram means what? Another object. Vastvantara abhavat. Due to the absence of another object other than the atma. Due to the absence of an object other than atma. What does it mean? There is no second thing at all other than Atma. What is there is only Atma. If there is a second thing other than Atma, A second thing, either a time or some place or object must be there where Atma can move from one place to another place to reach something. To reach something for Atma, there must be a second thing which can be reached. Therefore, movement is not possible because there's no second thing other than the Atma for Atma to reach. And Atma is all pervasive, therefore also movement is not possible. Is it clear? The two important reasons he gives. Why kimattam sankrama shabdasya jnanam ityeva arthaha? Why the meaning of the word sankramanam should be only knowing? You cannot take literal meaning of the word sankramanam in terms as moving. So two reasons are given. Vastvantara abhavaha, reason number two. Sarva gatatvam, reason number one. Due to all pervasiveness, it cannot move. Due to the absence of second thing other than Atma, there is no movement possible. So having said that, nacha sva atmanaha eva sankramanam. Okay, second thing is not there. Second object is not there. So it cannot move. Now, okay, then Atma moves towards itself. Can we say? No. This particular act of reaching, act of moving, okay, is not possible towards oneself also. Swatmanaha eva sankramanam. Atma reaches itself. It's also not possible. So movement towards one's own self, movement of oneself towards one's own self is also not possible. We know it, isn't it? Movement of anything must be towards something else other than oneself, other than one thing. But here, movement of oneself towards oneself also is not possible. Logically, we know that. Atma cannot move towards anything else also because there's no second thing other than the Atma. Again, there's no space where Atma is not, therefore also movement is not possible. Now he says, Nahi Jaluka Atmanameva Sankramati. Even Jaluka. Remember Jaluka? Okay. Even this leech, where it is crawling, okay, it is moving, crawling from one place to another place. Even Jaluka also moves towards another place from where it is. It cannot move towards itself. Nahi Jaluka Atmanameva Sankramati. Even Jaluka, the leech, does not move towards, go, does not move, does not go towards itself. Which means one's own self going or moving towards oneself is not possible. Especially for Atma, it is not possible at all. Okay. Then, tasmat, next portion, tasmat, satyam jnanam anantam brahma iti, yathokta lakshana atma pratipatyarthameva. Therefore, what Acharya is going to say here, tasmat, therefore, whatever has been unfolded here, whatever has been explained here in the whole section, the Brahmanandavalli until now, is all for explaining, it's all for enabling the students understand, grasp what is implied by the words Satyam Jnanam Anantam. See, our aim is to understand Brahman. Absolute reality, the ultimate truth of the entity of the cosmos, which is revealed as Ishvara, Bhagavan, Devi, the truth has to be understood. Because understand the truth, there is freedom. Therefore, how, and the truth has to be arrived at as the truth of one's own self also. And what is exactly the nature of the truth? How the truth has to be arrived at? And Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, how the truth is pure existence. It is how the truth is the pure knowledge. And this pure knowledge and existence, how it is free from all limitations. How it is of the nature of limitlessness. Helping us understand the nature of the reality revealed, implied by these words alone. is only aim of all these various topics discussed in this section. So Acharya says, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Iti Yathokta Lakshana Atma Pratipatyartham. Pratipatthihi means what? Understanding. Pratipatthihi means understanding. Pratipatyartham, for the purpose of understanding. Understanding what? Atma, the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence. So for the purpose of understanding the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence implied by the term Atma, which alone has been revealed as the nature of the reality Brahma in terms of Satyam Jnanam Anantam. At last, we have to arrive at the reality as our own Sarupam, and we should be able to claim Aham Brahma Asmi. This is the aim. Therefore, he says, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Iti Yatha Ukta Lakshana Yathokta Lakshana. To tell you Gunasandhi, I don't need to tell you. Yatha Ukta Lakshana Yathokta Lakshana Atma Pratipatyarthameva. Bahubhavanam. Now, look at this. What are all the topics discussed until now? Bahubhavanam. Bahubhavana. Okay? Then, Sarga. Bahubhavanam is Atma becoming many. Sarga, then the topic of creation. Praveshaha, then entry of Brahman as the Atma into the creation. Then Rasalabha. Rasalabha means the gaining of the Ananda, Rasa. Then Abhaya. Then discussing Brahman as the source of fearlessness. Then Sankramanam. Then knowing Paramatma as one's own self. Adi. All these, okay, Bahubhavana, Sarga, Pravesha, Rasalabha, Abhaya, Sankramana, etc. Adishabdhasman, etc. All these different topics have been presented and discussed. Okay. So, Bahubhavanam, if we take it as a noun, Bahubhavanam, becoming many. The discussion on Brahman, one becoming many. Discussion on the topic of the first, Srishti Prakriya, Sargaha means Srishti, creation. Then we also saw this Anupravesha Shruti. We also understood how Brahman, having created the universe, entered into the creation. Pravesha. Then Rasalabha. We had analysis of calculus, we had calculus of Anandaha. Analysis of Anandaha and also Rasalabha, gaining of the essence in terms of fullness of happiness. Rasalabha, that we saw, we had the topic discussed here. Then Abhaya. Abhaya means what? Again, the knower of Brahman discovers fearlessness as one's own nature and abides in fearlessness. Except we saw that. Then Sankramanam. Sankramanam means on the latest one which we saw, how this being exposed to the teaching and having understood the teaching, the person gradually understands, analyzes what is available at each level of experience, and he negating the anatma which is available for experience at the physical level, as a physical body, then pranas, sense organs, mind, then intellect, and also ignorance. And how a person gradually shifts his identity from anatma, available for experience at different levels, and finally resolves his identity in abstract, formless consciousness. Having shifted his essence from the grossest physical body to the subtlest, most intangible consciousness. All these topics, Now, parikalpyate. All these topics were discussed. No? How? Imagining all these things in Brahman. Brahmani parikalpyate. In fact, parikalpyante it should be, but we take it as singular here. See, bahubhavanam brahmani parikalpyate. Does Brahman become many? No. Brahman cannot become many. Brahman does not become many. There's no becoming at all on the part of Brahman, because Brahman is of the nature of changelessness. But still, there was a discussion. So Brahman, bahubhavanam was superimposed upon Brahman, imagined on Brahman. Then krishtrishtihi, there's no creation at all. But still, sargaha brahmani parikalpite. The creation also was, as though there's a creation, was superimposed upon Brahman. Then praveshaha, can Brahman enter anywhere? No. But still, there was a discussion as though the Brahman enters into the creation. This was discussed. Then rasalabaha, do we need to gain happiness? It's our own swarupam. So this was discussed. Upasankramanam. Okay, Brahman cannot move, but still, as the Brahman moves, Atma does not move, as though Atma moves from physical body to Brahman. This all were discussed. So, Brahmani parikalpyate. All these were imagined on Brahman, superimposed upon Brahman, in which Brahman? Sarva vyavahara avishayaha brahma. What is Brahman? Sarva vyavahara avishayaha. Brahman, which is not an object of any of these transactions. Brahman is not an object of any of these transactions. Brahman, which is absolutely free from all transactions, was presented as though associated with all these transactions, specifically to help us arrive at what exactly Brahman is, to help understand Brahman in terms of its nature of consciousness, existence, limitlessness. Is it clear? To make us understand there's no creation, the topic of creation was discussed. To make us understand Brahman does not become many, there's no plurality, bahubhavana was discussed. Understand? We don't need to attain happiness, because we don't surupam, it has been claimed, for which as the topic of gaining of ananda was discussed. Brahman cannot enter, but entry was talked about. For what? For us to understand Brahman being available for recognition in the cave of heart. Again, fearlessness also is only seen because of seeing a second thing. And if a person understands reality being one and secondless, and a person understands that only reality has one's own self, and how fear resolves. To understand that, the topic was discussed. Sankramanam also is as to, it is a journey, like a journey, as the person moves from one station to another station. Here, Sankramanam was mentioned. It is the figurative expression. Sankramanam is a figurative expression for knowing, for arriving at the truth cognitively. So all these things were imagined on Brahman, which is actually absolutely free from transactions. Brahman is not vyavahara vishayaha. Brahman is an object subject to transactions. Brahman is sarva vyavahara avishayaha. Not an object subject to transactions. Natu paramarthataha, absolutely paramarthataha. When you add taha, it becomes the fifth case. Fifth case means what? It's an adverb. Paramartha means absolute. Paramartha anandaha means absolute happiness. Paramartha taha means absolutely. The fifth case is used as an adverb always. Absolutely. Nirvikalpe brahmani. What is Brahman is what? Divisionless. Nirvikalpam brahma. Nirvikalpe brahmani, locative case. So, nirvikalpe brahmani. Kaschidapi vikalpaha na upapadyate. So, vikalpaha, no division is possible at all. Kaschidapi vikalpaha. No form of division is possible at all on the part of Brahman which is absolutely divisionless. There's no form of division or whatsoever is possible at all on the part of Brahman which is absolutely divisionless. Paramarthataha Nirvikalpam, Nirvikalpe Brahmani, Kaschidapi Vikalpaha Na Upapadyate. Okay. Therefore, Tam Etam Nirvikalpam Atmanam. Therefore, that Brahman, which is absolutely divisionless, is this Nirvikalpaha Atma. That Nirvikalpam Brahman is Nirvikalpaha Atma. Etam, I told you already, Tam Etam. That indivisible, undivided, partless whole, the divisionless Brahman is this nearest self, arrive it in terms of its nature of pure consciousness, implied by the word Atma. Nirvikalpam Atmanam. Evam Sankramane Sankram Upasankramena. Evam Kramena. Nirvikalpam Atmanam. Evam Kramena Upasankramya. So, having discovered that Brahman as this nearest self, as innermost essence, as the very content of I, having discovered upasankramya, having discovered, then a person does not fear at all. Na vibheti kutaschana. Does not fear from anywhere. Does not fear from fear for any reason. So fearlessness is in discovering one's own self being identical with Brahman, the Paramatma. One's own self being Brahman. In claiming Brahman as the very self, as Aham Brahma Asmi, that's the only means of discovering fearlessness as one's own nature. Therefore, it is said, Tam etam nirvikalpam atmanam evam kramena. You cannot do this any other method. This is the method. Ignoring Upanishad's method, if you try any other method, you cannot arrive at it. Evam kramena, in this manner, having discovered that Brahman as this nearest atma, a person does not fear at all anymore. It is then, it is said, Abhayam Pratishtham Vindate. So, then the person attains abidance in fearlessness. Iti Etasmin Arthe Api. In this sense, Yeshaha Shlokaha Bhavati. Now, here is the following mantra, which is present in this sense. Sarvasya eva asya prakaranasya anandavalyarthasya sankshepatah prakashanaya yeshah mantrah bhavati. And this following mantra is for presenting, the summing up the essence of the entire section, the meaning of the entire Anandavalli, until now what we have seen. Okay. This is iti brahmanandavalli valyam ashtamaha anuvakah samaptah. Iti brahmanandavalyam ashtamo anuvakah samaptah. I'm going to do hereafter with sandhis and without sandhis. So you will remember. Iti brahmanandavalyam ashtamo anuvakah samaptah. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.